Claude Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Just how much God is God? The answer to this question will greatly affect your daily life. That God is God seems basic enough, doesn't it? Seems to go without saying, but over and over in the Scripture, God presents himself as God and reasserts it, I am God. And the reason? Well, because there's a lot of folks who believe in a God who's somehow really less than God. So it brings up the question, just how much God is your God? I mean, think about it on a percentage basis. Would you say your God is 50% God? Maybe 75%, 80% God? Well, you know, God is really all God, the God of the Scriptures. He's all God. Think about that. And if we could learn this lesson, that God is exactly who he says he is and what the Scripture says that he is, it can change our lives. We can learn a lot about God by just looking at his name. For example, the basic Hebrew name for God is El, spelled E-L. It means placer or subjector. The idea is that God places everything where it is. He's the one who put it there. And he subjects it to the circumstances that it's under. I mean, after all, the universe was blank and empty, and God placed everything and subjected it. God is the El of Scripture. He's the supreme placer. He's the supreme subjector. This word, El, the name of God, shows that he's able to do everything, that he knows everything, that he's present everywhere, and that he produces everything. The Scriptures take the basic root name of God, El, and connects it and makes a number of other words, Hebrew words, that we can also see in Scripture, like Elohim, which shows or emphasizes the fact that he's the Creator. God made you and me. Then, of course, there's Elo, which shows that he's the planner and the order of things, the designer. There's Elyon, which shows that he's the owner and the proprietor of everything, the possessor of heaven and earth. And then, of course, he's El Shaddai, probably one of the greatest names of God that we might be familiar with, El Shaddai. Translated God Almighty, or the Almighty God. Just how much God is your God? Well, you know, I hope you can rest and relax in the fact that he is the Almighty God. And the idea of El Shaddai is that he's the giver. He's the provider. He's the sustainer. He's the one who takes care of what he made. You know, it's one thing to have a creator, and it's another thing to have that creator take care of what he created. And I'm glad that you and I can rejoice in the fact that God loves and takes care of us. And regardless of what others may think to the contrary, God is responsible for you and I. He's responsible for his creation, for his universe. All things are out of him. And he's not lost control of his universe. Yes, sadly, there are a lot of people who can't see this. One place to notice exactly who God is to you and I is in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to reveal God to us. He's said to be the image of the invisible God. You know, you and I can't see God. But through the Scriptures, we can see the person of Jesus Christ who came to express him. And what's his revelation? How does Jesus Christ express God? Well, he expresses him as Father. Jesus Christ in his life and ministry presented the God of the universe as our Father. What a glorious truth that he's our dad. Paul goes on to talk about that spirit of sonship, that spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, or Daddy. Oh, you know what? You're not in the world alone. This world may seem like, by the way you look at it, with the human eye, it may seem like you're in confusion and you're on a course that is just not going anywhere. But you need to know that God is happy, that your Creator loves you, and that He gave His own Son for you and I, and that He's our dad. And we can look to Him for every need and every care, because not only is He the Creator, not only is He El, the placer and subjector, but He's El Shaddai, the provider and the sustainer and the supplier. Rest in that. Well, now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Amy Grant singing El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Yona Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkom Kona Adonai. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the realm, you save the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, you turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you've set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Yona Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkom Kona Adonai. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. That the time of Christ was near. Though your people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, though your word contained the plan, they just would not understand that your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your Son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Yona Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkom Kona Adonai. I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai.